Now, we know this year and last year has been particularly tough on people's mental health.
Absolutely it has. And coming up to this time of year, even worse, sadly.
Yeah. And it was only a few months ago that we were speaking with Patrick Calabria from the Lifeline Direct. And he was telling us at the time how this has been their busiest year. Mm. And as you say, it's going to come into their busiest season, sadly.
It's standard, regardless of COVID, isn't it? Yeah. This time of year is tough. But, yeah, put that on top of it.
So we thought we'd say hi to Patrick. G'day.
Good morning, Tanya and Steve. How are you doing?
Very well.
Now, Patrick, as That's we said, good. You know, it's a tough year all year round, any year round, but, you know, COVID on top of and coming into this time of year.
Yeah, look, Steve, we've seen a 25% increase in services over the last COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
Heading into Christmas, look, we only see that spiking even further. Lifeline went from an average of 3,000 calls a day up to about 3,600. That's a call every 30 seconds of someone reaching out to Lifeline.
And see, what people don't realise is you need funding to make this operation continue.
Certainly. And look, we had to cancel most of our fundraising events, and our opportunity stores were closed over COVID for many months. So obviously that made it quite difficult, but we're certainly coming back with some great events heading into next year and some things to hopefully bring the community together.
Well, including the ball coming up.
The Emerald Ball. Yeah. And we are involved in this. Steve and I are hosting this for you, or emceeing this for you. And it's on Saturday, February 12th, to celebrate 55 years of Lifeline. It's your major fundraising event. So tell people about it.
Yeah, well, 55 years of Lifeline being here in the Hunter. It's amazing. We're really trying to get everyone together and have a bit of a celebration of what Lifeline has achieved over the last 55 years, and I guess tell some stories and have some prominent figures in the room. We've had our ex-chairman, John Brogdon, confirm that he'll be attending on the evening, so we'll have some great stories from John and hear from some of the people, I guess, that started Lifeline over the years and have been Christ as supporters, etc., and I guess the direction of Lifeline going forward.
And it's a great way to, you know, support, because a lot of people do either, you know, you've either had someone who's been through Lifeline help, or you've done it yourself, or you just want to help because it's such a good cause. Good night, come and do it. That's your opportunity.
Oh, definitely. That's right. And look, it's a chance for us all to get together after COVID, I think, and have a bit of a celebration and really connect again, because that's what Lifeline's about. It's about a connection with someone, and we really want to promote that throughout the community.
All right. So those details, the Emerald Ball at Nex on King Street, 6 o'clock on February 12th. It's a Saturday night, $190 per person, which is a bit of a discount for a table of 10, 1,800. And there'll be a three-course meal, five-hour beverage package. Mark Wells, who we love, is doing the entertainment with his four-piece band, silent auction, etc. And as I said, Steve and I are your MCs, so we'd love you to come join us.
Excellent. Yeah, more details on our website if they want to go to lifelinehunter.com.au.
All right, Patrick, look forward to it. Hope it's a huge success, because, you know, we all want to get behind it. We've all got to find our own little ways to do so.
Excellent. Thank you for helping us out with the night, guys.
Pleasure. There's Patrick Calabria from Hunter Lifeline Direct.
Isn't it amazing? As he said, that rise came just from COVID.
I know.
Not the Christmas thing, just COVID itself.
Exactly.
And it can be just someone ringing out going, I'm just not feeling right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a list of things they're ringing about. Yeah. It's amazing.
So we will see you on Feb 12. Hopefully you can join us then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tenure and Steve at Newcastle's Triple M.